Welcome to My Retirement is Successful Because. My name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters, and I am pleased to let you know about a one-year intergenerational innovative technology-based project that our registered Canadian charity is producing. My Retirement is Successful Because is a project that is inspired and led by seniors, which showcases and celebrates older adults mentoring others about their experience, best practices, expertise, and wisdom about successful retirements. Successful retirements are no accident. They require planning, adapting to change, and being open to new opportunities and ideas. Successful retirements are important because they support lifelong well-being and the continued inclusion and engagement in society. As part of this project, we are producing a series of podcasts with older adults who are volunteering to share their retirement stories with us. And today's podcast is with Sam. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Mary. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on this project. I do have a series of questions for you. First of all, could you tell us about your retirement?
Well, I've been fully retired now for about, or as I like to say, officially retired for about, I guess it's about 3 years. And the reason I say officially is because when I turned 60, which was 3 years ago, almost to the day, I entered the CPP program. I started receiving Canada Pension Plan checks. So to me, that was the start of the official retirement. But it actually started a few years before that. I refer to that time as semi-retirement. And I've enjoyed it immensely. I love to golf, and it's allowed me to really improve my game. I'm managing my finances, which I didn't realize required so much attention until I had all this time to actually look at it. And now I look back and say I should have spent more time on it. Maybe I would have been better off than I am now. But I've enjoyed it immensely. And living life to the fullest.
So tell us about some of the things that you do with your retirement. You golf. Now, do you volunteer?
Yes. Golf. I don't golf every single day. I don't make a sound like that. But I started volunteering at a tennis tournaments and golf tournaments, actually. You'd be surprised at how many volunteers are required to make these things happen. Those are two sports I like to play and watch. I volunteered there. I've also volunteered at a number of other charitable functions. My intention is to volunteer at the Humber Hospital, which is being built right now almost across the street from where I live. So I do some volunteer work. Mostly I'm available to friends to help out when they need things, and just generally that type of thing. I plan some of these things. Some of these things just happen. But the volunteering I do is at this point is more for things that I personally enjoy. What I want to start doing is volunteering in a manner to give back, which is why I intend to volunteer at the hospital. And by the way, the hospital isn't open yet, which is why I haven't started. It's scheduled to be open in a few months' time, at which point I will visit there and find an area, hopefully, that I can contribute.
Well, good for you. I'm sure they'll be thrilled for your offer to help them out. That's for sure. Now, tell me, is it what you expected with your retirement?
Well, that's a good question. I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I knew I wanted to enjoy my retirement. My father never got a chance to enjoy his retirement. He was looking forward to it like you wouldn't believe. He turned 65 in late summer. The reason I bring that out is he was very active in the summer, but he was very inactive in the winter. He ended up passing away 9 months later in March. So he never really got to fully enjoy it. It was something he was looking forward to. And I made a pact with myself, so to speak, that when it came time for me to retire, I was going to make sure I got to enjoy it, and that it would last more than just 6 months from the day that I retired. So yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. It's turning out well. I'm enjoying it every day, as I mentioned. I didn't know what I was going to be doing. The reason I retired 10 years ago, almost exactly 10 years ago, actually, I had a heart attack. That made me revisit a lot of things, one of which was I need to slow down, get out of that high-stress job that I had, and change things around. So I took about 9 months off from a very hectic work schedule that I had to get my health back, basically. And during that time, I came to the conclusion that I could very easily retire and keep busy, because I wasn't sure. A lot of people are scared of retirement, that they're going to vegetate and not use their brain and just, you know, shrivel up and amount to nothing. Well, during that nine-month period, I was very, very busy. Now, mind you, I had a mission, which was, you know, get healthy and get my health back. So I was going to the gym, but with more of a purpose than in previous years. But I came to the conclusion that, one, I could keep very busy. There was lots to do. And secondly, and probably more importantly, I didn't need all that much money to continue a lifestyle that I would be comfortable with, which was the thing that scared me most about retirement was, well, will I have enough money to continue on and do what I want to do? It turns out that 9 months kind of gave me it was like a trial run. I knew what I could live on. So for the next few years, I ended up taking on some consulting assignments. So I was working, you know, 3 or 4 days a week, and progressively I got less and less than that. So I sort of eased into it. I knew what I wanted to do. Hence the volunteering and the playing golf and a little bit of travel. My sisters and I bought a place in Florida, so I winter in Florida. So it's turned out to be, I guess, as expected, not really having any set expectations in mind. My biggest fear was, could I afford to do it and what would I do? And I found that, yes, I can afford it. And people ask me, what do you do all day long? And I say, well, you know what, I do nothing and I don't have enough time to do it.
That's a great answer.
It's true.
It's a great answer. Now, what's the best and the worst parts about being retired?
Well, the best part, I think I've sort of talked about already. I'm doing what I want to do when I want to do it, more or less. I actually work at a golf course as well. It should be a volunteer job because I'm getting paid minimum wage, but I love doing it. I look forward to working at this place. I mean, it's like a couple of days a week. And that's something I never would have done if I didn't have all this time on my hands. So I've gotten to see, you know, both sides of the business of golf. It's fascinating, especially coming from a computer background where everything was so, you know, high tech and business like and structured and all the rest of it, to go to this service oriented industry. Anyways, that's one of the best part is I'm doing things that I want to do. Not things that someone else is telling me to do or things that I need to do. I'm doing things that I want to do, you know, when I want to do them. That's probably the best part of it. And I'm at the point now where a lot of my friends are also in the process of retiring or have retired. So I'm spending a lot more time with, I don't want to say people that I like, because it sounds like the other people I was, you know, socializing with I didn't like, but spending more quality time, I guess, with friends of mine that when I was working, I just didn't have the time. It was like an hour here, a half hour there, see them at Christmas, you know, long weekends, you know, that kind of thing. Now, you know, I see my really good friends 2 or 3 times a week, and that's again, it's been very enjoyable. I really like doing that. Those are probably the best things. If I think of anything else, I'll bring it up. But that's what I find the most beneficial to me right now.
And then my final question for you is, what advice can you share with our audience?
I have people that ask me all the time about their retirement, and as I told you, my standard answer is I don't do anything. I don't have enough time to do it. My advice is do the math. I did all this, by the way, so it's advice based on personal experience. Do the math, figure out how much money you're going to have coming in, and figure out what it is that you want to do, and can you live on it? People have these, you know, it's funny, I see those commercials on TV about people that retire, and you see them on sailboats or going here and going there, and then they say, that's not what I wanted to do. You know, retirement doesn't mean you have to travel the world or play golf every single day, or do all these, you know, leisurely, lifestyle type things. It could mean anything. It could mean working at a hospital 5 days a week. It could mean taking, cooking classes, whatever it is that you enjoy doing that you never had the time to do, figure out what that is, figure out if there's going to be a cost associated with it, how much time it's going to take, and then determine if that's, if you can do it. My biggest fear was, will I be able to afford to do the things that I wanted to do? I don't have a lavish lifestyle, as you know, but I'm doing what I want to do. I'm not forced to, cut corners or cut things out of my life that, because of money issues. I'm not making a ton of money. I'm living off what I was in the software business for years and years. We didn't have company's retirement plans or anything like that. So I knew from a long time ago that whatever I was going to be earning, or whatever I needed in my retirement years, I need to earn now, because I'm not going to rely on what the government is going to pay, which is not a lot of money. People need to figure out, people need to understand, if you get the maximum CPP benefit, you're getting about $1,000 a month, give or take. Now, some people can live on $12,000 a year. I think most people can't. So it's important to do the math and compare it to what activities you want to do when you're at home, and then determine, A, can I do it? B, do I need to get a part-time job? Or C, should I put it off for a while? That would be my advice.
Well, thank you for that, Sam. That's very insightful, and I'm sure our audience will learn a lot from it. You talked about time with friends and planning financially and doing what you want to do and volunteering and taking care of your health. So I think you are well-suited to mentor others, and thank you for joining our project to share your thoughts. And to wrap up.
Well, you're welcome, Mary. It was my pleasure.
Well, thank you, Sam. I hope you get to play golf soon this weekend.
Yes.
And to wrap up, we wish to thank the Government of Canada's New Horizons Seniors Program for funding this project.
Visit www.caregivingmatters.ca to hear other great podcasts from the My Retirement is Successful Because series. And thank you for listening.